You've just tuned into Beyond Your Past, part of the Mental Health News Radio Network. Welcome back to Beyond Your Past, the podcast that focuses on inspiring you to move forward from what's been holding you back in life. Each week, we talk with clinicians, coaches, mental health advocates, and those who've overcome tremendous odds and now use their journey to encourage you throughout yours. I'm Matt Pappas, certified coach and NLP master practitioner, alongside Joanne Suppressi, author, certified coach, and hypnotherapist. In addition to talking with amazing guests on the show, we share practical tips and insightful strategies that empower and encourage you to break free from anxiety, self-doubt, and the negative mindsets that keep you stuck. This is your place to feel validated and encouraged as you take your life back and live free from your past. So, hey, everybody, welcome back to the show. It's Matt and Joanne here. We have been on hiatus, taking a break from just recording because, you know, we've been at this for literally recording once or twice a week for the entire year. And then before you joined, I was recording like twice a week for a year. And then before that, it was once a week for a year. And I'm like, you know what? I need a bit of a downtime break. So I decided to take a little bit of time and be like, you know what? I'm not recording for a while. I'm not setting anything up. I'm just going to chill. And it's actually been pretty nice to just ease my mind from this. And so then I reached out to you the other day due to all the stuff that's going on and thought, you know what? Let's just kind of hop back into it here for a podcast and see what comes of it and maybe share some insight and on what's going on and ways that we can offer maybe some help for some people and just kind of catch up for a little bit.
Yeah. Sometimes you just need a break from your routines and from projects that you put upon yourself just have some self-care and to let your mind like just balance out. So I think this was a really good time to take a break from doing the podcast and focus on some things in our personal lives. And I think it's been good for both of us, right, Matt? I know for me, I've got some speaking gigs that I'm grateful for, and I've been focusing on writing a new book. And so all this stuff will actually help other people as well. So, and it's, you know, it helps us as in our own growth patterns. Because even coaches and psychologists and other types of healers, we need to take time for ourselves as well. And it's very important. And unfortunately, many people around the whole world are being forced to take time for themselves right now. They have really no choice but to self-reflect and to spend time with themselves and to work on their own, you know, inner workings. So how are you dealing with all of this, Matt, right now?
Well, yes. I mean, I think the break has been very good. It allowed me to really just not have to worry about the editing and the promotion and all that and the recording and scheduling and lining up guests and all that, and just like give myself a break from that. And I've been able to put my efforts into some other things, you know, picked up a couple of clients and now doing some social media and some business partner work with somebody I really admire. So I'm really grateful for that. And so I've been able to, you know, focus my energies and give myself a little bit of extra downtime than I would normally have. So it works out pretty well. And then, you know, I found myself really stuck in the house quite a bit. I mean, because I work from home anyway, like just as a general rule. So I'm in the house quite a bit. And I realized that even when I wasn't working, I was still in the house. I wasn't getting out much. And so I took a part-time job to get out of the house really on the weekends. And so I was grateful for a local company that allowed, you know, that needed some weekend help doing something that I really love and enjoy. So it was kind of a win-win. And I started that about a month and a half ago, and it helps me to be around people and to be out in the open and to be in an environment that I find very fun and exciting. So I've been grateful for that. And, you know, not doing the podcast has allowed me to kind of explore that a bit. And so I've been doing, you know, some self-care, going to the range and, you know, trying to get outside a little bit more and do some things, although the weather hasn't been the greatest, but we are getting to spring. So about another three, four weeks or so, maybe we should get into the warmer weather, and that would be really good. So overall, I've been doing pretty well. My youngest son is graduating this year, although graduation is kind of up in the air. So he is a senior. And so he's kind of bummed out about, you know, missing some of his senior year, although he's not bummed out about missing homework, because, but he is bummed out about, you know, and I think, you know, for him, for a lot of the teenagers right now, school age people, people who are in college, who are used to being in a routine of going to school every day, going to classes, this is a bit difficult because there's a lot of uncertainty up in the air. So I've been trying to kind of help him with that a little bit, but, you know, there's just, like you said, there's so many people going through so much stuff right now. And I thought, you know, if there was a time for us to kind of maybe ease back into doing some recordings, this would be a good time to share some of the things that we've learned about ourselves, some of our training, some stuff that might be able to help the listeners who have been really, just as a matter of fact, you know, the podcast is still getting thousands of downloads every month, and we haven't recorded a new episode since November.
Awesome. That's nice to hear.
Yeah, it is. So it's really cool that, you know, everybody's still listening and we're gaining new followers and that kind of stuff. And so now's a good time to kind of bring this out. So long story short, or short story long, I'm doing pretty well here. We've got plenty. Like, I'm not worried about anything. I think if there's an underlying message to this podcast and just in general, and then maybe you can kind of, you know, talk about this for a bit, is focusing on the here and now, focusing on what you can control and just taking it literally. If there was ever a time to live one day at a time, it is now, at least in my opinion.
Yes. Well, I like to tell people there are multiple realities going on at any given moment. You know, so yes, many people are laid off right now. There are some people who are sick. There are some people who are, you know, missing out on, you know, their school. Like for my daughter, for example, it's her freshman year of college. So she's really bummed right now because, you know, her freshman year or first year of college is, you know, it's there's a break right now, and she's, you know, a little bummed that she can't finish it off, you know, with all of her new college friends and stuff like that. So, you know, there's a lot of different uncertainties going on and stuff like that. So, you know, those are realities, and they are sad and they are unfortunate, but there are also other realities going on right now too as well. And, you know, those are, you know, we get to spend more time with our families. Most people say we don't have time to, you know, do this hobby or do this project or, you know, get exercise. Like for me personally, you know, I'm using this time to rev up my exercise routine more than it ever was. And I'm hiking more because we are allowed to hike as long as you maintain that social distance of 6 feet away from others. You know, I'm eating healthier. So, you know, there's a lot of different realities that are going on right now. And it's like you only can focus on one thing at a time. So, you know, instead of worrying, instead of thinking about, you know, the possibility of you not going back to work, you know, or, you know, other things that you may be concerned about, or, you know, even getting sick, you know, plan to do more exercise, you know, go to the store and buy some of the abundance of fruit and vegetables that are actually out there. There's every store I go to, there's an overwhelmingly amount of fruits and veggies available. So, you know, you can choose what you're going to focus on.
I think it's a good point. And, you know, you're right. If you go to the grocery store, there's plenty of fruits and vegetables. There is nothing in the frozen food aisle. There's nothing,
no.
In the food aisle, and there's nothing in the cereal aisle or the bread or toilet paper, but there is fresh fruit. So
yes.
Well, yeah, well said.
Thanks. Yeah, for me it's easy because I'm a vegetarian, you know, so for me, you know, I'm not going to the meat sections, but I do walk by them and I do see there's hardly any meat. But if you go to different grocery stores, like you'll find, you know, different grocery stores are stocking differently. And like, for example, by me, we have a few different grocery stores. If you go to a Giant, they're most likely the shelves are bare. But if you go to the ShopRites, they're limiting supplies. So you could only take one or two, you know, packages of toilet paper. You know, they're not allowing people.
Don't get me started on that whole toilet paper thing. For the love of God.
No, not at all. We won't go down that route. No. But it was funny because when I was there last time, the stores were very well stocked at ShopRite in near me. Actually, both of them are stocked well. Except for there was some toilet paper, you know, and then somebody said, I mean, I'm sorry. This girl walked by and she saw this toilet paper in someone's car. She's like, there's toilet paper here.
Lock your cars, like, people.
She's like, hallelujah. She yelled and she went running down the aisle to grab her toilet paper. But there is but there was a sign saying, you know, you only could buy two packages, you know, so stores are starting to realize in, you know, at least certain stores are, that you have to limit quantities. But people were not going to be lacking in supplies. So please, that's one thing I would say, don't worry about that at all. We have a great country that we live in. You know, we have great suppliers, great companies that are producing. And, you know, farmers are still working. And we're not going to be lacking in our supplies. So, you know. I would say,
yeah. I mean, it is funny, right? I mean, everybody just panic buys and all that kind of
stuff. Yeah.
You know, I see it at this part-time job where I work at, and people just come in here and start panic buying things. And, you know, I mean, I get it. It is what it is. But, you know, kind of circling back to this whole different realities and living in the moment. You know, if there's one thing that I know I focus on with clients all the time, and I try to live or practice every day in my own life, and that is reframing negative mindsets, reframing overwhelming thoughts, trying to not just put like a positive spin, because if you just try and put a positive spin, that can seem kind of very disingenuous. It can seem very fake. So finding a realistic alternative spin or thought process or way to look at something can really, really help, especially now. You know, when you start to worry about, well, you know what? I don't know what's going to happen with my job. I don't know how we will pay the rent next month. I don't know how, insert whatever you want. But, you know, when you understand that, the more energy you expend worrying about it, the less energy you'll have to tackle it when you actually do need to deal with it. And, you know, that's, you know, being able to reframe something, to change your mindset, to look at it differently, to realize that there is a whole lot in this world right now that is way out of my control. Like, I have zero control over a whole lot of things going on, but I do have, you know, some semblance of control in certain parts of my life. So I focus on what I can control, take care of myself, live each day one at a time, try and not look ahead, because when you look ahead, it creates anxiety. Because you feel out of control, and anxiety loves when you try and look ahead rather than trying to just live in the present moment. And believe me, trust me, I get it. I know it's hard. It's not easy, especially if you're not used to doing it. But when you really practice that, you know what, today I'm going to work on this, or I'm going to do that, and I'll see what tomorrow brings. And maybe today will be great. Maybe today turns out to be rough. Maybe it's somewhere in the middle, but I'm going to use it as a learning experience. I'm going to take care of myself. I'm going to live for this moment right now. And then when tomorrow comes, I'll tackle it with the same energy that I had today. But if I expend all my energy trying to figure out tomorrow, what happens then? I wake up exhausted. I wake up feeling like the day is going to be a failure. I wake up feeling like I can't handle it. And, you know, waking up feeling out of control. So really trying to do your best to live this day one at a time, and just realize that right now there's a lot of uncertainty, but I can do a pretty fair amount to help myself to get through this day, and then we'll deal with tomorrow when it gets here.
Yeah, you make a really good point. It is really challenging to know that you're not in control of certain parts of your life, and it's really hard to deal with, because, you know, we do like to be in control. We do like to know what's going to be happening with our jobs, with our health, with our family, and with all these other things. And when we are faced with this uncertainty and we don't have control, it is important to find what you can control, like Matt was bringing out. I'm a small business owner. I own a social media management company, and, you know, I also, you know, have a life coaching practice. So it's like, you know, a lot of that is, there's an uncertainty with both of those right now, because clients are afraid to leave their homes, you know, or they're, you know, spending time with their family. So they can't really talk about the personal issues now, because they know they have a full house of people, so they can't even call. So, you know, there's uncertainty for me there too. And then also social media clients, some of them, you know, they're struggling right now with their businesses. They're unsure, you know, if they're going to be able to even stay open, you know, so there's a lot of things that can't be controlled right there for me personally and for all those people that are involved in all of those situations. So, you know, what I'd recommend for people who have businesses is there are things you can control. Like, even though you can't open your doors right now and you're not sure when you will be able to, what you can do is go online, update your website, make your website even better, you know, start doing things to stay in front of your customers, you know, create email newsletters. Don't be salesy, because right now a lot of people don't have the money to be, but, you know, let them know how you guys are doing. Give them tips that relate to your industry. You know, go on social media, update your social media posts, you know, start, you know, being in front of people, be helpful. And, you know, in your own personal life, you know, if you're not worried about, you know, your own business, but you're worried about your own job, like you work for somebody else and you're laid off, there are so many extra ways you can make money. Like, you go on to Poshmark right now and sell clothes. You don't even have to go to the post office to mail your items right now if you're afraid of being around people, which is understandable. You could go list items on Poshmark, and they actually give you a slip you can download on your, and then print it on your own computer and then mail it out at a mailbox. So try to be creative. Look for creative ways that you could get some extra money. And that will actually take your focus off, you know, what is going to happen in the near future. Focus on the now. What can you do now to make things better in the future?
Yeah, that's actually a really good point. And we were talking about this last night on the daily call that I do with CPTSD Foundation. Was, you know, we were talking about tips to deal with anxiety during isolation and uncertainty. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, we talked about was, you know, trying something new, getting creative, exploring mm-hmm. new ideas. Maybe this is a good time to update your website or to update your social media. Maybe it's a good time to learn a new language on an app. To do all that, you know, to maybe kind of declutter some of the house and get rid of some things and donate it, or sell it online. So those are great things. Anything that keep your mind occupied, which is one that I'll get to in a minute. But before that, one of the things that I do, and I don't know if this works for you, Joanne, or not, but I really, as a general rule, not so much now, I mean, not just now, but as a general rule, my life is very compartmentalized. I have certain things that I work on, certain days of the week, certain hours of the day. And when I'm working on it, I am zero, like laser focused in on that thing. So for example, like if I'm doing social media for one of the clients and I'm working on that from just say 8 till 11:30 on a Thursday, during that 3 hours, I don't care about my bills. I don't care about my food. I don't care about the next meeting I have. I don't care about insert, you know, I'm not worried about nothing. I'm not worried about anything. I am focused only on those 3 hours working with that client, doing what I need to do, get that job done. And then, you know, the next three, and then maybe there's an hour in between. And then the next maybe the afternoon I'm working on, you know, my own website. So then for those 3-4 hours or whatever it is, I am laser focused on that task. My life is very compartmentalized. So I have certain things that go on throughout the day, and that keeps my mind occupied. So I'm not overly worried about things I can't control, things that are going to happen later on. You know, like I may have a meeting the next morning. I'm not worried about that when I'm working on social media for somebody else. So mm-hmm. compartmentalizing your mind and focusing on the tasks at hand keeps your mind from wandering. That helps keep anxiety at bay, because when you have idle time, your mind often defaults to anxiety. It defaults to overthinking. It defaults to overpreparing. It defaults to worrying. It defaults to things we can't control. So when you focus on what you can control, what's right in front of you, that's a really, really awesome strategy that, I mean, like I said, I generally do mostly in my life as it is, period. But I find it very, very helpful right now to stick to my schedule, to, you know, and really focus on that, because that helps keep my mind from wandering. And plus I'm more productive, and the more productive, the more, you know, I feel good about that. Like I can check things off my list and I'm like, yes, you know, I got this stuff accomplished today. So I'm, you know, another side benefit of that is being able to feel good about myself, about something that I mm-hmm. did that I can, you know, be proud of, that I checked off my list, because I'm a big list checker offer kind of person. So
those are excellent habits to have. And, you know, unfortunately, a lot of people struggle with those types of habits. Like being able to focus on something for 3 hours is admirable that you can do that, Matt. You know, that's really hard to do. So, but Matt is well practiced at that. Matt has spent many years doing that, right, Matt? You know, so, right. So like, but when you're first trying to do that, to trying to even focus for 20 minutes on something, you might find that your mind goes right back to worrying because that's, you have a pattern, you know, that for somewhere along your life, you create this pattern where, you know, you've allowed worry to just to enter your mind over and over again, or anxiety or whatever it is that tends to preoccupy your mind. And, you know, that's just the way you were trained somewhere along the way. So when you are trying to do what Matt has suggested, which is a wonderful suggestion, and you can get there, you're going to have to figure out how to, you know, stop those thoughts from entering your mind so you can actually focus. So there's some ways that you can do that. And one suggestion I'd like to give you is I like to suggest like a worry time. Like, so set at some time during your day for like 30 minutes where you will just worry or feel your anxiety or fear or whatever it is that keeps attacking your mind. Just set aside like 30 minutes a day and sit with that worry, sit with the anxiety and write about it or call a friend about it, but just feel it and allow it to be there. And then you are in those moments where you're trying to focus on something else. You can remind yourself, say, hey, you know, you can worry again tomorrow during your 30 minute time, you know, and just, you know, that's one way you can help, you know, repattern your mind, you know, your thought patterns. So that's just one suggestion. I'm sure, Matt, you have another suggestion.
Planned worry time is one of the best things ever, Joanne. Like, I stress that with clients all the time. I'm like, take 30 minutes every day, an hour. I don't care what it is, because you're actually training yourself to not have to worry about it when you're not at your planned worry time. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, like what we try and do is we default to what we know. And what we know is oftentimes to over worry, to overthink, to try and overplan, overcompensate, because we think if we're worrying about it and thinking about it, that we have this some kind of false sense of control, which of course that's usually what it is. So, you know, again, like it takes time. You know, you don't want to jump in and say, okay, I'm going to focus 3 hours on this project when you're not used to doing that. Like, I mean, you're just setting yourself up to struggle. Start out, like, you know, literally set a timer, you know, on your phone, use an app on your computer, whatever, and say, okay, for the next 15 minutes, I'm going to zero laser focus on my task, whatever that, I don't care what it is. And then when you're done, you know, give yourself a pat on the back and you know, kind of break it up into small baby steps like that. And then as you feel more confident, increase it 5-10 minutes at a shot. And, you know, I mean, obviously everybody's life is different. You know, not everybody needs to focus on a task for 3 hours at a time like I do. And that's okay. It's totally cool. But set yourself up for success by easing into it a bit and understand, I don't care who you are, your mind's still going to wander at times. It just is. It's human nature. Mm-hmm. It's going to drift off. You know, you'll get distracted by a song, you know, the catch-ups on your lap, you know, the dog's barking, the neighbor's outside, whatever. Like, you're going to get distracted about something that comes up. Those are the times when you say, you know, you just kind of pause, take a second and ground yourself, and then bring your mind gently back to where it is, right? Like, it's not an excuse to beat yourself up, to shame yourself. Oh, crap, here I go again. This is what I always do. Like, we don't want to go down that road. You just want to bring yourself back to, okay, I'm back on my task. I'm focusing on this. And if my mind wanders again, okay, I realize it. Ground myself for a second, back on my task. And over time, you become more proficient at it. And suddenly, before you know it, your mind isn't wandering as much. And you're able to bring yourself back much more efficiently. But like I said, it takes time. But yes, planned worry time is awesome because you teach yourself that you're going to deal with it. You're going to sit with it. You just don't need to sit with it at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You know, maybe your planned worry time is at 7:30 at night. You can tell yourself, I don't have to think about this right now. I'll think about it later, because you literally are going to think about it later.
Yeah. And those are all great tips. And, you know, to go further with worry is, you know, when we focus on things that are scary, or we focus on things that, you know, tend to make you worry, you're going to worry more. You know, so one thing I'm sure Matt would recommend this to as well is limit your news time, limit your social media time. Yeah. I mean, because when you're constantly looking at it, of course your brain is going to think that you want it to worry. Then it's going to release all of those chemicals, gives anxiety and gives you all these other heavy feelings that you don't really want to feel because they're not beneficial for your body or your health anyway, you know, and they just don't feel good. So limit your time on social media, you know, put a timer, you know, whether you want to limit 15 minutes just to check up on the news and see if there's anything that you need to know, because right now, you know, we do need to pay attention to the news for a very small limited time just to have updates so we know what's going on. So give yourself a limit, 15 minutes, half hour, an hour, whatever, you know, but definitely limit it down, because we know people who are checking their phones every 5-10 minutes, you know, or they're spending hours more just scrolling around seeing all, yeah, right? More than that. Yeah, I'm being pretty kind right there. You know, but like I mean I spend more time than that, you know, but I limit my time too. But for me, like, I look on because I'm trying to figure out how can I help people. And so, you know, when I go on social media, I go with the purpose of, all right, what can I do to help people who are struggling? But it's very important. If it's affecting you in a way that where you could just feel tight and you feel tense, you know, or you just don't feel good, when you limit your time, it will do you so much good. And yeah. So how about Matt? How have you been doing with social media?
I definitely do the same thing. And I think, yes, like limiting your time. I mean, right. Like, I mean, literally, if you turn on any news channel or any channel at all, it's like all you hear about all the time, coronavirus. Yeah. Oh my God, the world's coming to an end. Oh my God, everybody's dying, blah, 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 blah. Like, you know, mm-hmm. And then, you know, it's literally unprecedented. I mean, we are in this world where, you know, news like, you know, drops it in a matter of seconds all over the world.
Yep.
And but with this particular issue, obviously the news media outlets are going to cover it, and that's fine. But for, you know, like for me, you know, I don't need to sit down and watch the news all day long and see what's going on, because all it does, it creates anxiety, it creates worry, it creates fear, it creates mm-hmm. uncertainty. You know, what I try and do is I'll go on once or twice a day, usually in the morning and then in the evening, and I'll just Google a couple of news outlets and I'll see, okay, what's the headlines? Is there anything I need to worry? You know, is there anything I need to be concerned? Any kind of breaking news? And then I'll read about it. And the best thing about doing it that way, I can click it off when I'm done. It's not going to keep going and going and going and going. Whereas on the TV, it's like, you know, the local news, it's all this. And then the national news, it's all this. And it's on in the morning and at night and on the 24-hour news networks. And it becomes overwhelmed to where it consumes you. And I'm like, this is just horrible. So
just you talking about it like that, it's like the way you're saying it, you could feel the anxiety, like just from.
Yeah, can't you? And I mean, like, that wasn't even on purpose. It's just when I think about the news,
yeah,
like, you know, you can see the tempo of my voice increases and all that, because, but rather than just me, like, you know, going on to Google and typing in like a couple local news outlets and then one national one to see what the headlines are for 10, 15 minutes. And then I'm done. Like, I don't even care anymore. Because, you know, I mean, I know that I'm giving myself an opportunity to learn and stay informed, like you said, because we do have to stay informed. And I think that kind of leads into one or two other strategies we'll cover here, and then we'll kind of wrap it up. But, you know, there's a difference between concern and worry. Concern is good. Concern is fine. Concern is important, right? Like, you have to stay informed. You have to know where you can go and where you can't go, what you can and can't do, you know, those kinds of things, you know, staying in touch with, you know, important people in your life and important news stories, like, that's fine. Concern is good. Concern means you're washing your hands. You know, you're doing your social distancing, which, by the way, I'm so sick of hearing that word, I could just vomit. Between that and like coronavirus, I swear to God. But, you know, but like,
don't read my social media posts. I like hashtag social distancing in like every,
I know you do, Joanne. Right, like, so like, concern is good. Concern is fine. Like, that's just being like a responsible human. Worry is where it gets out of control. Worry is what keeps you up at night. Worry is what affects your appetite. Worry is what affects your mood, you know, your family time, you know, your ability to cope, all those kinds of things, because worry takes it to a level of feeling out of control. So understand the difference and understand that concern is good. Worry is generally not good.
Yeah, that is such a great point. As soon as you said that, I was like, oh, that's really awesome. Yeah, there's definitely a difference. And, you know, concern will protect you, you know, by having you, like Matt said, wash your hands, you know, and maintaining, you know, a safe distance from other people. See, I didn't use the word, you know, which is personally really hard for me, is I'm a very huggy girl. Like, I like to hug everybody and I shake a lot of hands. I talk to strangers all the time at stores and wherever I'm at. And yesterday I went for a hike, and because we're allowed to hike. And I met a friend, and I was so grateful because I'm used to meeting people and talking to people. But we had to stand like 10 feet apart from each other while we talked. And I wanted to give her a hug by the end of the conversation because it was such a deep, like, wonderful conversation. But I couldn't do that, you know, but that your concern will actually help protect you. But worrying will actually, you know, like, it's not healthy to worry. And one thing I'd like to suggest, which is make sure you're taking some time to exercise and get outside, you know, at least, you know, go on your porch if you have a porch, or, you know, take a walk around the block, or, you know, but yeah, of course, maintaining safe distance from other, when you get exercise, it actually helps with your anxiety. Like, because that anxiety, when it's inside you, it's just all this extra energy. And you can help anxiety with, you know, retraining your emotional and mental patterns, but you can also help anxiety by expending it by going outside and exercising. And if it's a rainy day, you can do jumping jacks if you're able to, or bounce in your seat, or, you know, do some like body weight exercises like planks, you know, just do something to expend that energy out of you. You'll see that it will actually help you feel a little bit better by doing so. And nature does wonders for your mind and in your body. So go outside and breathe that fresh air. It's very beneficial to do so.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, one last thing I'll share is give yourself permission to pause and regroup, right? Like, mm-hmm. You're going to struggle. Your mind's going to wander. You're going to have days where anxiety takes over. You're going to have days where you worry. You're going to have a lot of uncertainty. Some days are going to be really okay, and some days are going to be really rough. Give yourself the latitude to be like, you know what? Regardless, you know, maybe I struggled today, and, you know, I didn't do any self-care, and I worried too much, mm-hmm. and I did this, that, and the other thing. So what? Like, you did it. It's human. You can't go back and change it. So, you know, unless you're getting back into your DeLorean and going, you know, back in time, you're not going to be able to do anything about it. So yes, my 80s references, I know. You love them. Shut up. But, you know, like, understand that there's going to be tough days, and it's not a reason to beat yourself up. It's not a reason to go into that extreme thinking, and here we go again. I always do this. It never works out for me. This is where I always go. Like you see how self-defeating those words are and that mindset is. Mm-hmm. Just give yourself the latitude to struggle. And know that if I do have a rough day, and that's okay, it doesn't mean tomorrow is going to suck.
Yeah. Right? And like, yeah. And, you know, it's okay. Were you going to say something else?
No.
Go ahead. It's okay to feel anxiety. It's okay to be a little scared right now. It's okay to be fearful. It's okay to worry. You know, we're humans. We are, you know, with these feelings, maybe not born with them, but, you know, we have them, you know, so it's okay. You know, don't be too hard on yourself. Like Matt was saying, if you are feeling these things, it's okay. You know, we have a wide array of emotions, and there are times when, you know, these emotions are valid. And right now they very much are. I mean, there is so much uncertainty out there, you know, but the problem is when you do it too much, you know, and it's affecting your breathing. It's affecting your work or affecting your relationships with your family now that you may be spending more time with. That's when it's a problem, you know? So many of the things Matt and I talked about, and there's so many other things you can do to help, you know, release some of that tension and anxiety and fear. You know, if you see it's too much, you know, then take action. But it's okay, you know, to have a little bit more now than you usually do, and realize that. And, you know, like Matt was saying, don't beat yourself up for it. You know, it's okay.
Well said. Well said. I think this, I would call this first recording in about 5 months a very big success, wouldn't you?
Yes, I loved it. It was great. When you reached out to me, I was real excited because I, you know, you and I work well together, and I know that there are a lot of people who can benefit from, you know, all the stuff that we are sharing is stuff that Matt and I have actually done personally, you know, or do personally. And so we know what it's like to be anxious and fearful and worry way too much, as mm-hmm. we've been there. You know, and so we are very honored and happy that, you know, we have gone past, you know, those stages in our life where we can actually share this valuable information, and so others can benefit from it.
Cool. Well, this has been just like a blast. Like I think I didn't realize how much I missed it and enjoyed it, because I was so focused on just like not doing it for 5 months.
Yes.
I'm like, you know what? This is really, really fun. So
it is.
I'll reach out to you, and we'll see about scheduling some more and kind of ease back into this. But hopefully you guys found this helpful. You know, feel free to reach out, hit us up at beyondyourpastradio.com. Check out all the old episodes. You can find us anywhere podcast episodes are to be found, on, you know, all the major platforms. So definitely follow, give us a like. If you have questions, if you have suggestions, let us know. But take care of yourself. Keep living one day at a time, and we will talk to you all again real soon.
Thanks for listening to Beyond Your Past, part of the Mental Health News Radio Network. Information shared on this podcast is for educational and informational purposes only. Nothing on this podcast should supersede the direction of a medical doctor or any mental health professional. If you enjoy this podcast, please subscribe on your favorite podcasting app and leave us a review. We would sure appreciate it. Also, please consider sharing this episode with someone who may find it helpful. If you would like more information on working with Matt as your coach, just head over to beyondyourpast.com and schedule your free 1-hour chat. If you'd like to learn more about working with Joanne as your coach, please check out joannesuppressi.com and contact her for more information. We're always on the lookout for new guests. If you're interested in joining us on an upcoming episode, just head over to beyondyourpastradio.com and contact us. We'd love to hear from you. Talk to you soon.